Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion about the 7 reasons a property sells.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about why properties sell, breaking it down to the different elements that are key to your success as a seller. Tune in if you're not a seller, but you're a homeowner, because you'll be able to do some of these things in preparation. And I'm a big advocate of always having liquidity to your house. That is, if you needed to go chase some money and get some money or access to funds for some emergency, you could go get a home equity loan and your home would be in condition and prepared to have the appraisal so you can access those funds at that time. So sellers, tune in whether you're sellers today or sellers tomorrow. We talked about location. Sounds odd because you can't change that, but you do need to recognize it in your marketing strategy and in your pricing. We also talked about condition, making sure the home is ready for sale, and that means turnkey ready. You've got to have a critical eye, take a look at the house. I would encourage you to have your realtor of choice. If you don't have a realtor of choice, give me a call. I'm always eager to give you an opinion. Or someone close to you to take a walkthrough that can tell you what just doesn't fit. It may fit the way you live, but it will not fit a broader pool of buyers when you turn to sell. Let's talk now about a couple other elements that will influence your sale. The timing. If you have the timing as something that's discretionary, there's the perception as a seller that you should probably list when the flowers are in bloom and when your home is in optimum condition on the outside. Not really the case. Actually, I would encourage you to beat the rush of inventory that comes on in March, April, May, and see how quickly you can get it on at this time of year so that you have the alternatives. The other properties for sale are not there yet, and you're getting more of the buyers because the buyer activity picks up earlier in the year. Sellers are slow to pull the trigger. Okay, so that is timing. Let's talk a little bit about expertise. You need to have a strategy in entering the market, and this is also a discussion in price. That is, what do you see as the alternatives to your home that are on the market currently or those that have recently sold, and what are they communicating to you? This takes a critical eye from you and an expert in the market. Talking to a realtor who says most buyers look for this or that is a good conversation to have, because once you're on the market, the first 2 weeks are critical. Everyone that's been looking, the buyer pool, the people that have really tried to find a home already, they're qualified, they're eager, they're motivated, they know a good thing when they see it. They're going to see this with one window of time, and that's the first 2 weeks on the market, and then they're going to turn away and it'd be hard to get their attention back. So you want to make sure you've got it priced and positioned properly and you launch that listing in great condition. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.